we entered the sugya of Yiras Shamayim. The truth is, it's a little bit surprising that there's a sugya of Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim seems simple. You have Yiras Shamayim. Is he a Yiras Shamayim? What? The Mesillas Yesharim already in the very beginning of Mesillas Yesharim says people think that things as simple, quote unquote, as Yiras Shamayim don't require studying. Pum fakert. Hein Yiras Hashem hi chachma. Yiras Hashem is chachma. You'll understand Yiras Hashem. What's there to understand over here? Yiras Hashem is just to have Yiras Shamayim. But we go our whole lives with, unfortunately, missing the very basics. And whenever we talk about this idea of fear, everyone feels uncomfortable because the idea of fearing Hashem feels very heavy. Very unhealthy, if I could say such a thing, chas v'shalom. Too much for us. And it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. We discussed that in life a person must have what we call healthy fears. You grow up, you start off learning, stay away from fire, right? The kids around here during Lag Ba'Omer, all the gans, they're all singing, Eish is fire is hot, please stay away, whatever it is, however the song goes, it's dangerous. And if a person doesn't have that fear, they're in danger. And they can't enjoy Lag BaOmer if they think they can jump into the middle instead of walking around in a circle or dancing around, they're in big trouble. They're not going to have a good Lag BaOmer. The fear allows a person to enjoy life. When a person reads all the safety instructions on something extremely powerful, so then they can use it. And if they skip those instructions, they're in trouble. The idea of fear is what allows a person to continue, to move forward. And yes, Borei Olam could be something that's very overwhelming. But Hashem doesn't want it to be overwhelming. If it's overwhelming, it's not a healthy fear, it's an unhealthy fear. And perhaps in my travels, one of the most amazing things I found, it was worth reading the whole Sefer, I don't know if I read the whole Sefer, but if I did, it was worth reading the whole Sefer for this Vart. Hiding away in the Sefer Hamidus of the Dubna Magid. I remember I was in a doctor's office when I saw this. I remember exactly where I was. Nearly fell off my seat. It says in Tehillim, and Kuf Lamed Tes, David HaMelech says, Ahoydecha, Oydecha, I thank you, Borei Olam, Al Kinoi Ros Niflesi, Nifloim Masech V'Nafshi Yodas Mo. Simple pshat, I thank you, Borei Olam, your wonders, the noros of your wonders, the wonders in the world, noros niflesi. Says the Sefer Amidus, the Dubna Magid, no, a different pshat. I thank you, Borei Olam. Why? Ki noros, the awesome nature of you, Borei Olam. Niflesi, you made far from me. What does that mean? He says the word niflesi, like lo niflesi mimcha, distant. Thank you, Hashem, for making yourself distant from me. Usually, right, we don't say that. We say, keili, keili, lama zavtani, Hashem, don't ever leave us. What does it mean that David said, thank you for creating a distance? Says the Sefer Amidus, in Shar Hadas Perek Vav, he says, Borei Olam has malachim, who stand in pachad. Pachad have Hashem. They quake at every moment. And David HaMelech says, Borei Olam, if I would really know your presence, if I would really be in front of you, I wouldn't be able to do anything in my life. I would run away from life itself. It would be so scary. Thank you for letting me breathe. Thank you for giving me room. Thank you for giving me a life that I can earn Olam Haba. But I feel like there's a wonderful world for me to live in. It's not overwhelming. I thank you. And if you see sometimes people who make their Avodas Hashem too overwhelming, that is the Yiras Hashem that everyone's afraid of, and that's not Yiras Hashem. That's just plain old unhealthy fear. But the fear of Borei Olam is living in a world that you have room to do, that you're here to conquer, here to create, here to do Avodas Hashem, to make a difference. It's a place where you have space. But in that place, there's Borei Olam, and he's watching what you're doing. That's a healthy Yiras Shamayim. When things are from close, It's scarier, like Rashi says in Bishalach. Rashi says, "Tipol aleihem a musav afachat, big dozer achu kaven, big goyimer." The pasuk says there, that on the goyim will come eman pachat. Says Rashi, "Ala rechaykim is a musa. Fear from afar is called ema. V'pachad, pachad, ala kroven. When something's very close, it's called pachad." And Yitzchak Avinu was able to have a healthy fear of having Hashem in front of him. Pachad Yitzchak! Yitzchak, who was the amud of din in the world, he never did anything wrong. He was pashut, the metzias of Olam Haba. We can't really get into it. But Yira Shamayim has room, there's space. It's my life, and I just have to read the instructions, follow the safety rules, so I can live this incredible thing called my life, that I'm here for 120 years. B'siyata d'shmaya. And the truth is, without Yira Shamayim, without thinking about Yira Shamayim, we can't even get started. The pasuk says, Reishis Chachma Yira Hashem. Right? We're involved in Chachma all day, learning and learning and learning and learning. Someone came over to me after last week's Shmuz and said, "Wait, it says Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, but it sounds like Yira Shamayim's more important the way you're talking." So not so fast. It's a great question. But the answer is, Yiras Hashem has to be there before. Yiras Hashem is a necessary component. Avada, we learn and we learn and we learn. But without Yiras Shamayim, what does our Torah look like? There's an amazing machshava that I was thinking, very, very basic, in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, there are two people who are responsible for our Shulchan Aruch. One is the author, Rav Yosef Cairo himself, and then we know that the Ramah in Poland, who was living at the same time, wrote a sefer called Darchei Moshe Aruch. And he wrote a sefer, he was ready to write his own Shulchan Aruch. And there's an amazing story about the Anava of the Ramah that he chose not to write his own sefer. He merely writes notes on the Shulchan Aruch. Merely writes notes. The sefer is called the Shulchan Aruch of Rav Yosef Cairo, and the Ramah is called the Mappa, like the tablecloth. That was the Anava of the Ramah. But what would the Ramah's sefer have opened up with? Libi Omerli, that the Ramah does something very unique that he does not do anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch. The sefer Shulchan Aruch starts, Yiskaber ka'ari lamud baboker la'voidas b'ayre. Fine, you should get up in the morning and be ma'or the shachar, and the Ramah comments on that, and make sure to make zman tefillah. Very good. Then the Ramah quotes an entire Moreh Nevuchim, which has nothing to do with what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here. Says the Ramah, this is the very beginning, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid hu klal gadol b'Torah u'b'maylus ha-tzadikim asher holchem l'bnei Elokim. A person should always have Hashem in front of him. Ki ein yeshivas ha'odom v'tzuosu v'asokavu levado b'beitzok yeshivas v'tzuosu v'asokavu l'bnei melech gadol. It's just not the same, the way you act in front of a king versus when you think you're on your own. V'lo diburu v'archavas piv kiritzonavu im anshe beso krovav ki diburu b'moshev ha'melech. If you think the king is here or it's just your friends, your boys, it's different. Kol shekin kishe yasem adam alivo sha'melech ha'godol ha'kodesh baruch hu melech kol ha'aretz kvoido emar levaro ma'isef. For sure, if you realize that Hashem, who's the melech malchei ha'melechim, is here. That's the beginning of the Ramah Shulchan Aruch. Why is this the first thing that the Ramah talks about? It's uncharacteristic over here. I think the answer is Pashut. And if you look in the Tur, who was the one who started all of this, the Tur does the same thing. The question is, I'm in front of a Shulchan Aruch. So what? There are all these rules here. I don't feel like doing these rules. I don't feel like this. This is a whole big set over here of things that are going to make me feel very uncomfortable. Why should I do this, Bichlal? The Ramah held to be Maktim. A person has to, before they engage in Shulchan Aruch, understand what life is, where we are, who we're in front of. There's a Rabbi Nishon, there's a Melech, and if so, we are being taped right now, and we are supposed to perform. We have a short life that's 120 years, and all of this Shulchan Aruch is the basis for how we bring Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the Hakdama to Shulchan Aruch, to understand that there's a Bari Eilam, a Melech who's Mashkiach on us. Now, what's the problem? The problem is what we call something that's invisible. It's hard to really be scared of it, right? You can be scared. I remember I once walked out of my house for Night Seder and there was a really ugly rat outside. I'm like, I opened the, I couldn't go to Night Seder. I was so embarrassed of myself. I'm like, Stark, you read Chovas Aval Shar B'Tachan so many times and you're picturing Nazis fighting against you. You're like, oka, oka! You can handle it. Ain't no vado. Now this little rat, right? But the problem is, when you're reading Chovas Halvavos, there's no one in front of you, so you can think about everything you want. But a real scary rat, I was too scared. It's a reality check for me. There are certain times where you get humbled by things. You realize where you are. But a rat is in front of you, you'll excuse me, but that's more scary than anything that's invisible. That's more scary than anything that's invisible. And this is the great challenge of Yiras Shamayim, to fear something that's in Himmel. Kiviyachol, something that seems far away. That's the kinyan. Rav Volba Zatzal once asked his Talmidim at the end of his life, what was the purpose of all my shmuzin? Wow, that's a big statement. Purpose of all my shmuzin. He had some very big Talmidim with him at the time. And each one took a stab at it. You know, the Rebbe asked, what's the purpose of all the shmuzin? I mean, if you look in Ali Shor, there's quite a lot of topics over there. What's the purpose of all the shmuzin? And they all said their answer says, nope. The purpose of all my shmuzin was to teach you that Ruchnius is a metzius. That Ruchnius is a real thing in our lives. It's a tangible item. Just like this bima is in front of me, Ruchnius is something here that I can taste and feel. The whole lifetime of shmuzin, of Rav Volba, and anyone be'etzem, is to teach that this is a tangible reality over here. It's something I can taste. And perhaps Rav Volba learned this partially in one maisa that a Rebbe told me that Rav Volba told him himself. Rav Volba considered Rav Chatzko Levinstein, who was a dmus of pachad, of Bar Yilam. I spoke to one of my Rebbeim who was a Talmud of Rav Chatzko's. He says it was hard to dance on Simchas Torah in Panovich. Why? Because Rav Chatzko was in the room and it was so scary that no one knew how to have a good time. Especially it's so scary. They had, Rav Chatzko was a right angle at the end of his life. He could only see towards the Ksos and the Nesivis. And they made sure it was perfectly filed because that was like his vision. If he would see a crooked sefer, pachad b'chadim. They were all scared of Rav Chatzko. Anyway, Rav Volba was a Talmud of Rav Chatzko. And he went to visit Rav Chatzko occasionally. And he went over certain things that he was doing in Ber Yankif, certain things he was teaching the Talmidim. And Rav Chatzko heard all this, and he says, tell the Talmidim that there's a Rabbona Shalom. Okay. And again, tell the Talmidim that there's a Rabbona Shalom. Like, what's going on over here? And this is this. We can go our whole lives, we can even say Divrei Torah at the Shabbos table, we can clear a Chakira, and this and that. Bairi Olam is here. He's in our lives. He's around. The whole point of this is we should get up and stand on the beam and say, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, the end of the shmuz. I don't know if it would work so well, but in theory, I'd be out of a job. I wouldn't have much to say every week. I'll get up, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. But I need someone to scream it to me. That's Yiras Shamayim, that it's a tangible metzius. And if we would just see Hashem, not scary, like that level of overwhelming, but just here on any level. You know how much Yiras Shamayim we would have? We wouldn't be a nervous wreck. We would just feel that significance, the heaviness of being watched. And it's not our vort, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's vort. On Chav Chesem and Beis in Brachas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says something that needs to get more attention. It needs to get more attention. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, at the end of his life, he was standing in front of the Pesach of Gan Eden. And his Talmidim said, Rabbeinu Barchenu, give us a bracha. Here's the big opportunity for the bracha from the Rebbe. And these were tzaddikim malachei Hashem tzavakas. What bracha is he going to give them? Amar lohem yihi rotzon shetei moire shamayim alecha kim moire basar v'dam. You should fear Hashem like people. Doesn't say like a king. Like people. Amru loy talmidav ad kan. That's it? What a chip! That's the bracha? Ad kan. Amr lehem v'levai. Halavai. That you should fear Hashem like a person. A person. Teidu kisha adam oiver aveira omer shalo yireni adam. When a person does an aveira, what do? They go like this. It doesn't matter if it's like, you know, the biggest reject in the world, but if he's there, anybody. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, if you could just feel like anybody's watching you, anybody. We all know when we're alone, we're alone, but imagine just feeling Hashem is there like one of those, one in a million of people. It would give us enough Yerushalayim to be so incredible, b'chadrei chadarim, so incredible when we're alone and no one's around. Somebody's in the room. Somebody's in the room. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was teaching what Yerushalayim is. It's reachable, Rabbosai. Halavai v'ulai. It's a calm fear. And the more we get a tangible shaychus, the more we'll Bezos Hashem, maybe next week we'll discuss how to do this. We have to go very slow here. If we want to figure this out, we have to go very slow. Maybe next week we'll discuss how to do this. But this is the goal. If we can make the Rabbonu Shalom tangible, shaykh to us here in our lives, then we have Yerushalayim. Even if we succeeded, then it's just that guy that you never really cared about his opinion, but he's in the room and you're not going to do something bad when he's there. Even if you can get that much, look how much you got. Look how close you were. And there's an amazing medrash. This medrash, the etzem, is worth the whole thing. It's worth coming to Eretz Yisrael for this medrash. Rav Yerucham brings this medrash in Das Chachma U'Musar. It says, it's a pleiadic medrash. Certain things, it's hard to believe they're a medrash, but you can read it inside. It's in Vayikra Tesayin Beis. Says the medrash, there was a roichel, there was a merchant, Shehaya Machzir Bayaris. He would wander around in the Ayaris, who wants to buy the remedy for life? You know, he's like selling like the fountain of youth. What could he be selling? He's selling a samchayim. Everybody ran after him. He had gone to his quarters, Reb Yanai, and he heard somebody's selling life. Well, got to see what this is. Everybody wants life. Amar le, ta saklahacha, zavonli, sell it to me. I would like to buy this sam hachayim. Amar le, lavan sarich lo velo dechavasach. No, you don't need it, Reb Yanai. You don't need it. Atrachale, salik legabe. He insisted, no, I want to buy it. I want to buy it. Salik legabe, hoitzi lo sefer tehillim. He says, you want to buy chayim? He took out a sefer tehillim. Haralo pasuk. He says, I'll give you a pasuk that will give you chayim. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim. It's like a joke. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim. Who is the one who wants life? This is the big secret. You paid for it, here you get it. Maksiv batrei nitzor l'shon chamei ra. Sur mei ra v'asei tov. Watch your mouth. Stay away from bad. Do good. So Rabbi Yanai didn't get upset, ironically. Amar Rabbi Yanai af Shlomo Machriz v'amar, Shomer people of Shomer Shomer Mitzaras Nafshi. He says, I have arrived to you from Shlomo HaMelech and Mishle that you're right. Now, what's going on? Listen to this next line. You should buckle your seatbelts for this. Amar Rabbi Yanai, this is his reaction. Kol Yamai Hayisi Kireya HaPasuk Hazeh. I've been leaning and saying and davening this pasuk my whole life. V'lo hagisi yoideya heichan upashit, and I didn't realize how simple it is. He's right! Ad shebo roichel zeh v'hoidiyah mia isha chafetz chayim. Until this roichel sold it to me and told me, who's the one who wants life? Nitzor l'shon chameiro svasayim edar b'mirma. Sur meiro ve'asei to. What's going on over here? It's exactly this. Rabbi Yanai says, this is real! This is real! Imagine going to a merchant and buying a pasuk that says you want life. Watch your mouth. Stop sending one-liners to your friends. Stop trash-talking them on the basketball court. Don't say onas dvarim to them. Be kind to people. Stay away from bad things. Wake up for Zman Kriyashma. This is live! Imagine buying that. You buy it, you go into the store, you purchase it. It's real. Wow, it's so simple. It's there, it's in front of me, it's happening, it's tangible. That's Yiras Shamayim, Rabbi Yisai. That's something we can touch. And if you don't think you have Yiras Shamayim, I would like to prove to you that you do. I would like to prove to you do. Because if you're listening to this, you're like, what in the world is this guy talking about? This is way over our heads. I would like to prove that we have Yiras Shamayim, okay? You do at least. Let me give a few scenarios. Let's say you're in a room alone, and you're reading a magazine on your bed. And there's a chumash on the floor. A chumash on the floor. Is there any person in the room who really thinks they'd be able to continue reading the magazine? Anybody? Just sitting, la-di-da-di-di. Chumash on the floor. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Do you know why? If a guy would see that on the floor, it's just a book. You see the chumash on the floor, you have a tfisa of something. You see the Torah's Hashem on the floor. Everyone runs to get it, instinctively. Their heartbeat even starts increasing. If you put on a EKG monitor and EEG and all the interesting zachen, you'll see all the beeping going off. They got it. They got it. They're feeling it. They're living that. Shabbos, Rabosai. Shabbos. A person would go near a light switch and not, his heart wouldn't start racing. It's real. It's real by him. Driving a car on Shabbos, could anyone ever do that? It's so scary. It's so scary. We haven't got there with everything, so we'll work on it and we'll discuss how. But we've gotten there in so many areas. In the areas of basic kashrus, in the areas of basic Shabbos. It's true. By Beirer, we didn't necessarily get there yet. A person sees a salad, right? And there's like one little strawberry. He doesn't like strawberries. He doesn't know why people are putting fruits in strawberries. You know what he just did? Finito. Karis. It's chayav karis. It's a strawberry, Rabbi. Give me a break. So, but you should know that after years of working on this, a strawberry, a good Magid Shir in Shabbos for drama goes, it's like driving a car! It's a strawberry. No, it's like driving a car! That's the Metzius. That's the Metzius. And there was one time I realized how happy I was to live in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, many times, but one time really, in terms of Chinuch Habanim. I was walking with one of my daughters and was explaining to her that somebody that we know isn't religious. Okay, she could handle it. She asked me, I have one question for you. Does she do Netilas Yadayim in the morning when she wakes up? Okay. I said, no. She was in the middle of the street. She screamed, help! I'm like, this is why I live in Yerushalayim. No kid playing video games is going to scream about Netilas Yadayim. But it's real. She understood the world better than I did. And better than I do. She understood what it is, what's happening here. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu living in the presence of the Bari Eilam. That's what Yiras Shamayim is, and we have it. We just have to increase it. It has to become bigger by us. The whole idea of having Yiras Shamayim, this is very, very deep, this part, but very, very important. The idea of Yiras Shamayim is to stop having options. To be so consistent that you don't have options to do bad things. Okay? The goal is to have such principles. You know, when they talk about people after 120, you know what they talk about? What he never veered in. He was always this, always honest in business. He was always the best father. He was always the best husband. Certain consistency only comes from great amounts of fear, of yira. And we say this in Kael Adam. Kael Adam. Yeah, we're talking about the sun, the moon, the stars. And what do we say about them? Oisim be'ema ritzayin kainam. They do in fear. The sun rises in fear. Ritzayin kainam, doing Hashem's work. I don't think it's in fear. What, the sun is something that's that could have a fear? And the answer is, the Sefer HaTamid brings, the Rebar Yochar brings, and their Perushim on the Siddur, Rishayinim Rabosai. They say, yes. Something that does something every day, day in and day out. The Rambam says these celestial beings have a certain form of nefesh. They're doing it because you can't. You can't do anything else. This is what's supposed to be done in the Lashon of the Sefer Talmud. Ke'eved lifnei ha-melech. This is what has to be done. And anyone who's ever achieved something in Avodas Hashem, a certain level of consistency, it comes with a certain amount of fear. Healthy fear. It has to. Because if the issue is being in the mood, I'm not in the mood. A lot of times I'm not in the mood. Somebody who is waiting to be in the mood, sometimes I speak to guys, Rebbe, I'm not feeling Kriya Shema. Shkayach, what does that have to do with Kriya Shema? I'm not feeling it. Anyone who waits to feel something will look like Swiss cheese in their Avodas Hashem. Holes and holes everywhere. Who cares what you feel? You'll feel it afterwards. Bari Olam knows what he's doing. He doesn't need you to feel it. You don't have to feel anything. Yir Shamayim understands that if I miss Van Kriya Shema, I lost it. I lost an irretrievable gift. It's something that I can never get back. Who cares whether I hated getting up or didn't hate getting up? It's a metzias. And somebody who doesn't live this way can't be trusted. And it's not my issue of trust. It's Avram Avinu's issue of trust. Don't trust nice guys. Don't trust them. Nice guys, and I'm getting older and I see this is right from experience. Even though I know it's Be'emunah, I see it's true. Don't trust nice guys. Because nice guys feel like being nice guys. It says in the Parsha, Breishis, Chav, Vayera, Avimelech was upset. You told me your wife was your sister. And look what I did, and look, I got into such trouble with Hashem. Vayikra Avimelech l'Avram, Vayomer lo me'asisalonu, mechatati lach. What did I do wrong to you? Ki evesi alive amamakti chatol b'daylu, you brought this great chet to me. Ma'isem asher lo yesu asisi imadi. You did such terrible things. What does Avram say back? Vayomer Avram. I hear you. You really are a great guy. Ki amarti rak ein yiras elokim b'makom hazeh v'horeguni al dvar ishti. But there's no yiras shamayim in this place. What's he saying? He's saying is the only thing that's stable, Reb Osai, the only thing that's consistent is having something above you. Because if you're the one who's steering the ship, then you can decide where you're going. But if someone's above you, if you realize there's a Bari Olam and you hold yourself to his presence, so then you're somebody who can be trusted. Anyone else, they're not feeling it. And so many people we've seen, they've been great guys. I went to yeshiva with guys who were great guys, and I hate to tell you, at some point, they stopped feeling it. And boy, did they make irretrievable, terrible, destructive mistakes, because they stopped feeling it. That's not how we build a relationship with Bari Olam. It won't be consistent. It can't be consistent. And another amazing riot. We're doing a little bit of chumash here over here. Yosef's brothers were petrified in Vayichi. Petrified. What's their brother going to do to them after Yaakov was nifter? What are they going to do? So they beseeched Yosef. They said, please, don't do anything to us. Vayomer aleim Yosef. Al tiro. Don't be afraid. Ki atachas elokim ani. You think I'm the Rabbona Shalom? That's the way it's supposed to be read. You think I'm Hashem? Hashem's in charge of the world. You have nothing to be afraid of me. That's simple pshat over here. That's the way Rashi learns. That's the way the Baal HaTurim learns. And where did they get this from? This happened once before, this phrase. You know where? Rachel was asking for children from Yaakov. And what did Yaakov say to her? Hatachas Elokim Anochi. Am I the Rabbona Shalom? That's the simple pshat, I thought. But if we're doing Shnai Mikra, it's not the simple pshat. Because the Targum Unkelis doesn't learn that way. The Targum says the following thing. What does it mean? Ki atachas Elokim ana? Says the Targum. Dechala dehashem ana. I'm a God-fearing person. What? How did he read the Pasuk? The Pasuk says a question. Hatachas Elokim ana. I'm a God-fearing person. It's a statement. The Targum understood the following, Ledaiti. The Targum understood. There's a fundamental difference between Rachel and Yaakov and Yosef over here. Rachel came to Yaakov to do the impossible. Give me a child. What did he say back? I'm not Hashem. I can't do it. I don't have those capabilities. By Yosef, it was the exact opposite. Yosef had all the power in the world. He was the Mishnah Lamelech. He could have wiped his brothers out, Rachmana Litzlan. And they came to him, and he said to them, I can wipe you out, but I won't. Why? Hatachas Elokim ani. I'm under. Hatachas, I am under. Elokim, I'm under Hashem. There's a higher calling. Even if I would want to do something to you, I can't. Hatachas Elokim ani. I'm under Hashem. That's the best answer you can give someone security for. Say, don't worry. Whatever's going on, if anything ever changes and I ever get a little bit upset again, there's nothing that I can do to you because I'm a God-fearing person. You can trust me. I told this pshat to the Gateshead Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Avram Gurvitz, and he said to me in this English accent, it seems that you were mechavein la'amitai shel Torah. That was, for me, a great moment. L'maisa hatachas Elokim ani, somebody who feels that Borei Olam, tehei Yerushamayim alecha, Yerushamayim should be on top of you. Someone who feels that way will be consistent, but someone who just wants to feel will not go anywhere. And more than that, another thing, another Parsha Shmos, Rabosai. Avram Avinu after the Akedah, Hashem says, Ato yadati ki yiras Elokim ata. I know that you have yiras Elokim. Says the Goyin in Imre Noyam, Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel. What does this mean? Now Hashem knows he has yiras Elokim? This was Avram Avinu. He says, no. Avram Avinu was a Baal Chesed. Titein Chesed l'Avraham. Avraham loved doing nice things for everyone. He was the Merkava of Chesed, of the Mid of Chesed, of Borei Olam in the world. Avraham now had to shecht his son. If there's anything that a man would never want to do, and it's such a mistake to think it's because he's a father to a son. It's not just a father to a son, it's Avram Avinu, who if you cut him open, the dam that comes out is Chesed. Every fiber of his being was to do good. And now the Rabbeinu Shlom is telling me to do something that I do not want to do with every fiber of my being. I can't. I can't. You do that. You do something that you don't feel like doing. In your entire being, you go and try to be makriv your son. And you're Avram Avinu, who's the embodiment of Chesed. Atiyadati ki yiras Elokim ata. I know you have Yerushamayim now, because there's no way in the world that you ever would want to do this. There's no explanation other than you fear the Ribbono Shel Olam. And more Chumash. There's an amazing compliment that Hashem gives to Shifra and Pua. Shifra and Pua, Rabosai. What did they do? They took care they were the miyadus. They took care of the kids. They didn't listen to Paro to kill the boys, and that's it. They didn't listen. They got batim. They were zoche to batim. They were zoche to bate kahuna, v'levia, and malchus. Why? The pasuk says in Shmaisal of Chafal, Vayihi ki yoru hamiyaldus Elokim. They feared Hashem, vayaslahem batim. So Hashem made for them houses. Whoa. They had Yiras Elokim. Shkayach, of course they had Yiras Elokim. They're God-fearing people. They keep the mitzvos. What does it mean? They feared Hashem. Listen to this amazing revolution that Shifra and Pua did over here, okay? What do we discuss? Healthy fears, right? Healthy fears, what's one healthy fear, the most healthy fear? Being afraid of dying. There's no more healthy fear than staying away from death. And lo and behold, Shifra and Pua were not afraid of this most healthy fear. Everybody's afraid of death. They were afraid of Hashem in the face of death. They had a higher calling. It was more real to them, Ratzon Hashem, than this world in its entirety. They had been koine, Yerushamayim on the highest madrega. They were living in a place that wasn't here. They were living in a metzias of Borei Olam, and they were zeichet to bate kahuna. And they were zeichet to bate malchus. Just want to end with the following important thought. Everyone wants to build a bias neman b'Yisrael. Everyone wants to build a bias neman. What in the world is a bias neman? I just spoke to a chassan today, I gave him a bracha, you should build a bias neman. What is a bias neman? The word neman means reliable. It does not mean faith, it means reliable. Moshe was an eved neman. You could count on him. How do you build a bias neman? When you do things that are right, you don't think that there are times where people have a nisayon They have a nisayon that they want to say something to their wife, and they don't. They want to do this, put down their kid, and they don't. How does a person become the best builder of a home? He lives with a higher calling. There's a lot of things he would want to do, but he sits there heavily. And I looked into the Siyata Deshmaya, the Makor of Bayis Nema B'Yisrael, in Shmuel Aleph. It says that Eli had two sons, Hophni and Pinchas, and they abused the kahuna. They were eating too much meat, shelo bizman, without the zrika and all the cheshbonos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm wiping out this family, and I'm going to bring in a new Kohen Ne'eman, a reliable Kohen. But it says more, Ubanisi loy bayis Ne'eman, and I'm going to build him a bayis Ne'eman. What does this mean? This was talking about Tzadok in the Zmatan of Shlomo HaMelech, who was a faithful Kohen Gadol, who never did anything wrong, and he was going to build a bayis Ne'eman, which is a bayis that lasts. You think it's a coincidence that he's called a Kohen Ne'eman, a faithful Kohen, and he builds a house that's Ne'eman that lasts? It's the same thing. It's the same Midah, Rabosai. As much as a person lives with their principles and doesn't veer from them and doesn't need to always, you know, be seeing if someone's not looking at me. There's so many people who are getting caught with lies today. So many people are coming into the papers today who are phonies, who spent their lives outside pretending that they're this or pretending that they're Ovdei Hashem, pretending that they're learning Torah, and they didn't realize that Hashem is behind closed corners. And this is happening over and over again because people are learning Torah without Yerushalayim. Without Yerushalayim, Torah's in the base medrash, but it's not in the bathroom when I'm alone. It's not in my room when I'm alone. It's nowhere except where people are watching me. Bairi Olam is not even on the level of a friend of ours when we're alone. Rachmana Litzlan. How are we supposed to become great people with that attitude? How are we supposed to reach a darga of bayis neman? A person's not allowed to drink when they drive. You can get put in prison for that. You know what? I'm going to say something very harif. I would like to call the heads of legislation, and I would like to put anyone who drinks, ever gets drunk, in jail. Because by me, life is important and life is serious. And it's more serious than driving. And I've seen what alcohol can do to people, and they regret saying this to this one, and they can't take it back. They regret doing that, and they regret doing that. They're drinking while they're driving. People don't realize how serious and gewaltic life is. It's much higher than just driving down Route 4 or going over the Washington Bridge. It's a metzias. It's real. And it's all a Purim costume by so many people. They're convincing themselves, I'm learning a little bit, I'm singing a little bit. No, there's a Bairi Olam. There's a metzias. There's a little bit of a muscle that you might find extreme. But I'd like to tell this to you, and I'm sorry that I'm being marach, but this is quite important. Certain things only come once in a lifetime. You have a bachur, he goes to sleep, and then he wakes up in the morning. Zman Kriya Shema is, let's say, at 8:45. He wakes up at 8:46. He learns the whole day through. Keseder. Keseder. He even davens beautifully in Shtiblach. Keseder. Gevaldik. Right? Zman Kriya Shema 8:45. He wakes up at 8:46. Beautiful. Beautiful day. Then you have a guy who sleeps most of the day. Okay? He's sleeping, sleeps through morning Seder easy. He sees his clock, and he sees it's 8:44, and with all of his kayach, he lifts his head and says Shema, and then passes out for the whole day. Who's a better yid? Who's a healthier yid? And I'm scared to think who thinks what in this room or anywhere. The person who gets up for Kriya Shema understands what life is about, and the other one's wearing a Purim costume, and it's a matter of time before he totally unravels. Wherever he's going to be, he doesn't understand the hechrechim of what has to be done in life. We should all be zeicha to Yerushalayim Amiti.